Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on the words of Jesus in John chapters 14 through 17. And today we're reading John 14, 11 through 14. I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. This kind of mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still, and it allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind, ponder it. Believe me, I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. If you can't believe that, believe what you see, these works. The person who trusts me will not only do what I am doing, but even greater things. Because I, on my way to the Father, am giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. You can count on it. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do. Believe me, I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. If you can't believe that, believe what you see, these works. The person who trusts me will not only do what I am doing, but even greater things, because I, on my way to the Father, am giving you the same work to do that I have been doing. You can count on it. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Believe me, I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. If you can't believe that, believe what you see, these works. The person who trusts me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things. Because I, on my way to the Father, am giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. You can count on it. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I'm doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Believe me, I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. If you can't believe that, believe what you see, these works. The person who trusts me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things. Because I, on my way to the Father, am giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. You can count on it. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do. As we close this time of divine reading, I'm inviting you to spend about 20 to 30 minutes resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to say a few words, but know that during this time, words aren't necessary. In contemplative prayer, we have the space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. You're welcome to pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. God, we thank you for this space to meet with you today. As we encounter you in this precious time of silence, may our belief deepen, may our trust deepen, and may we live and move out of that depth, that deep place of being rooted in who you are and who you have called us to be. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.